Shake is like you got buds and you got shake.
Stems?
Yeah, like stems and seeds. Sometimes you got good weed with no stems and seeds. Sometimes you got crappy weed.
No sticks and stems that you don't need.
Right. And look for the union label.
Badass weed.
Next thing you know, Dan Quayle's running for president. This guy gets railroaded into jail. There's articles in the Indianapolis newspaper.
That Dan Quayle's parents own.
Yeah, the same one. Saying that this guy murdered children and set bombs off near the Speedway, near the high school, which Brett Kimmerlin claims he did not do.
See, Speedway is a neighborhood in Indianapolis. It's not just the Speedway, talking about the Indianapolis 500 racetrack.
Well, everything up there is probably named after A.J. Foy, isn't it?
No. Holman, some guy that owned the track. But anyway, he was going to have a press conference, when was it, 88, 4 days before the election, and he was going to talk about perhaps Mr. Quayle's cocaine use, if there was any. He was going to chat about selling Mr. Quayle some buds and also some, what's that other word?
Shake.
Some shake. Some shake and some buds. And 4 days before the press conference, he was thrown into solitary confinement and still hasn't been thoroughly explained to the press.
But what's all this, what's all this about him getting, he wins the civil suit appeal? How's that work? Did you read that part yet?
No, not yet. I haven't got to that part yet, but I'm looking forward to
Convicted Speedway bomber Brett Kimmerlin won a civil court victory today. This was May 3rd. When the state court of appeals overturned a $1.25 million award to a victim whose husband also injured in an explosion killed himself. The jury had awarded the money to Sandra Sue DeLong for the wrongful death of her husband, Carl DeLong, more than 4 years after the explosion. The three-judge panel ruled unanimously that the
That
the surviving wife failed to meet legal standards, proving Kimberlyn was responsible for DeLong's death. And in a separate 2-1 vote, the appeals court upheld a $360,000 award to Mrs. DeLong. Shrapnel from the explosion severed an artery in her leg.
I just have a question.
What's that?
You know, back in the old days when they were giving people names, like if you were a blacksmith or a goldsmith or a silversmith, your name might be Smith.
Right.
How do you think DeLong got his name?
You know how I got my last name? My last name is Comer.
You said your...
Yeah. So my last name is Comer.
You said your last...
Back in the old days in Ireland, back when my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparents were, like, living in Ireland, they were the ones that combed the sheep's wool before you sent it off to have it made into, like, shirts or whatever. And it was shortened from Comer Ferd.
Is this true?
Yeah, this is entirely true. My dad told me, and my grandma backs it up. And it was shortened from Comer Ford, and there's still a strain of Comers called Comer Ferd that live all over the world.
Where's the B?
Huh?
Your last name does not have... According to the Cincinnati Post, your last name doesn't have a B in it. What happened to the B?
What B?
In Comb, there's a B.
I'm not related to Ray Combs.
Well, just Comb. The phone number... that's how he got his name, too, then?
Ray Comb? I have no idea. He's
wow.
an idiot. He's an idiot in a sleaze bag. Who knows?
Boy, that's interesting. Last names, genealogy.
Survey says... 749-1444. That's 749-1444 is the phone number here.
We're talking about
Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Everything and anything. And nothing at all.
Here's new music from the Toledo-based band Vambo Marble Eye.
We have no wings.
Vambo Marbleye from the new CD called Exposed, a collection of Toledo area bands. That was Vambo Marbleye with a song called Planet. Clocking in at a rockin' 3 minutes and 18 seconds. If you want to get a hold of a CD of local Toledo music, it's like, I don't know, they want like 10 bucks for it or something. I don't know, write them a letter. I'll give you the address. Sin Club Entertainment Incorporated, Post Office Box 2507, Toledo, Ohio, 43606.
I heard another cut on here that's rocking.
Which one was that?
I don't know. Let me see it. Maybe I'll think of it. And I'll be able to clue us in. Maybe we'll check it out later.
It's not important. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
The phone number here is 749-1444.
I think it was Gone Daddy Finch.
Yeah, they're all right. 749-1444. We have Doug on the air. Hello, Doug.
Man, whatever happened to the Beastie Boys?
Whatever. They're still around.
They're playing at this party.
You know what's going on? Anything new?
Yeah, they just had that. They just had that check your head. So what
yeah,
you what?
I got
you,
that.
Yeah, well, I think they're touring around for it.
Okay.
Well, I think they're done touring now.
Man, they're probably so lame.
Yeah, they're probably. Right.
They are
time
so lame.
Records right now.
Yeah, Beastie Boys.
Man, they start off as they're just some goofball pseudo rap band. They get the guy from Slayer to play guitar in their album, so
yeah,
they think they're cool.
Oh, is that who plays guitar?
They were the first album, Kerry King or whatever, and. And they were just goofball freaks. Then her second album was kind of had some cute songs on it. And now they're just like totally out there, lost. Noise. Oh, they played their own instruments, but they still made
Dougie
shit.
Dougie rebuffed this guy.
I think he hung up on me.
You there?
I think he went click.
Oh, well. 749-1444. Rumpy, you got to be nicer to the callers. You can't start off
I didn't insult him. I insulted, you know, the Beastie.
His favorite band. You insulted his favorite band.
I thought he was just curious. I didn't know they were his favorite band, because if they were his favorite band, I would have thought that he would have known what was going on with them. Don't you know what's going on with your favorite bands at all times?
Yeah.
Where they are, tour dates, where they'll be appearing, special appearances, where you can get their latest t-shirt and poster and video at, all that kind of stuff. We got Sound Commando. Commander.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, this is the Sound Commander from Venus.
The Sound Commander from Venus?
That's right.
How are you doing tonight, Mr. Sound Commander?
Just floating around here.
Uh-huh. What's on your mind?
Just, I'm here to answer questions, you know, here to convey information.
Any topic?
Yes.
Or just sounds?
Any topic.
Okay. Do you have any specific area of expertise, or you can cover everything and anything?
Just things like the meaning of life and...
What's the meaning of life, Buster, if you're so smart?
Well, our lives here right now in this dimension are part of a... like a school, you know.
Why do people like faded blue jeans better than bright blue jeans?
Well,
let's not talk about the comfort factor, where if they're faded, they're probably softer, but people seem to prefer the color more.
That's because you're always, this is a form of consciousness, mm-hmm. following fashions,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
it's a form of expression, and, whales and dolphins, the other intelligent, or the other beings of our mm-hmm. Quality on the planet, use develop songs and different play techniques.
Well, they got and sonar too, don't they?
Well, sure.
Yeah, whatever.
So it's just an expression. There's always a change in the fashions, but the great avatars say you should always wear beautiful but unfashionable clothing.
So do you think the female condom will catch on?
I would think so.
Why?
Why would it catch on?
I heard it's only effective approximately 75% of the time.
You can bet on that, yes.
The male condom is successful, what, 99% of the time or something?
In that neighborhood.
Yeah.
But if you figure...
Fairly reliable.
But even that, though, if you have sex 100 times, which is a month for me... If you have sex 100 times, you're going to get two people pregnant. Or one person pregnant if it's 99% effective. Do you ever think about that?
Oh, let's see. This is the female condom?
Well, the female condom's 75% effective. We're talking about the old Wrap the Rascal male condom.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's... sex is an ongoing mystery. And it doesn't exist beyond this dimension, so...
Why not?
Well, it's something unique to this particular density.
What dimension? Mm-hmm. What other dimensions are you referring to here?
Well, you start out with first density, which is matter. Actually, first density would be light. Second dimension would be or density would be what we call matter.
Okay, Sound Commander, where would be a good place to take a girl for prom? Prom season's coming upon us quickly. Give some advice to all our high school listeners about where they should go for their prom dinner.
Well, I would suggest going to an ashram or something in a really new type of a... I would go to like a local Krishna ashram, have a real celebration.
What percentage of all the people at prom will have sex later on after the prom?
Probably about 70.
70? And the other 30% will... Okay, out of the 30%, how many of those will have to masturbate when they get home?
It's totally unnecessary at any state, and I would recommend avoiding sex.
Ah!
What's that?
Why?
What'd you just scream about?
Nothing. It wasn't a rocho.
All right.
Why would you recommend avoiding sex on prom night?
Well, I would recommend avoiding it in all cases.
Why? It's supposed to be fun and uplifting for both parties.
Well, see for yourself.
Yeah.
How about your own experience?
I'll tell you what, Sound Commander. I look at Chris and I swear off sex.
There you go.
All the time.
There you go.
I look at Chris and I'm like, if this is the result of someone having sex, give me celibacy.
But then again, your parents are probably very proud of you.
Let me tell you something, Sound Commander. I got a little piece of news here that you might find interesting.
Hey, my boy Robbie does that talk show from 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. I couldn't be prouder of the little knee biter.
Next week on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, that's 1 week from tonight, 2 o'clock a.m., we'll be interviewing Keith Thompson. Now ask me, who's Keith Thompson?
Who's Keith Thompson?
I wanted Sound Commander to ask me that.
Let's see, Keith Thompson, somebody from some group.
That narrows it down there, no. SC.
Keith Thompson is the author of a brand new book out on Fawcett Columbine entitled Angels and Aliens.
I have a question already.
There you go.
It's an important work. It's an original and provocative book, as likely as you'll run into this year. It was Carl Jung who first spoke of the UFO phenomenon as a modern myth in the making. Now Keith Thompson makes it possible for us to share that sense of wonder as he explores the UFO against the timeless backdrop of the visionary experience. Angelic visions, near-death experiences, shamanic journeys, religious miracles, and folkloric encounters with fairies. In a brilliant stroke, Keith Thompson takes a subject usually confined to sensationalistic expose and reveal its surprising literary richness, intellectual energy, and symbolic depths. Wait till you hear this guy. He's going to floor you.
So nothing about tunnels or anything like that?
No tunnels.
I was at the light at the end of the tunnel, and I was going to it. And
halfway through the book, I find he takes a lot of UFO mythology and ties it in with classical mythology and folklore.
So it won't be any of this, I was dead and I looked down upon the doctor giving me CPR kind of crap.
No. There's a whole lot of interesting stories in the book, too, about
Venus.
This sighting or that sighting or this abduction or whatever.
Cool. Yes, I'm very familiar with that subject myself.
Yeah, Sound Commander, you might be interested in tuning in next week.
Was this book originally released in hardback or was it first released in paperback?
I think it was originally released in hardback, and now it's out on paperback.
So it's price friendly, with a friendly price there. Nice price for all you people on a low budget.
So there you have it. Something to look forward to, Sound Commander.
That's right. Anything that brings knowledge is always great.
Okay, thanks for calling us, Buster.
Hey, listen, don't you want to know anything more, like the meaning of life?
Tell you what, we're going to take you up the air for a second. Jim has a question to ask you.
All right.
749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We'd love to have you give us a call.
You'll be interested in hearing this, Chris. I read this somewhere. And if it ever comes true, I think it would be great.
Okay.
You've heard about the compact disc that you can record on?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you've heard of telephone technology, I guess. You know, you've heard of telephones.
Yeah, that's what we use on the Chris and Ralph Talk Show to talk
exactly,
to people all
exactly.
across the Queen City.
And you know, now they have computers that can talk to each other via telephone lines.
Right,
a modem.
Modems.
Exactly. Well.
And now I even hear those computers are having sex with each other.
Yeah, I've heard that too. But now they have there's people are working on a system as we speak, where a CD can be recorded from a master recording somewhere else.
Oh yeah, they're gonna start having them in record stores.
So you walk into a record store, you ask for a T-Rex album that's out of print, they punch it up on a computer, and then it records your T-Rex album right there.
Right, all over fiber octave airwaves.
And it should be $5 cheaper than a regular CD because there's no handling charges. So if
not only that, but if you like, you want to get a little T-Rex and maybe a little Rolling Stones and maybe a little Beethoven all on one CD, they'll whip it up for you.
What about the art though? The art and the liner notes.
I don't know.
They'll have to work that out.
New idea. Hello, Larry. You're on the air.
Larry.
Larry, you're on the air.
Larry's about to go.
Check it out.
Larry just died a slow and painful death on the Chris and Ralph
late night. Oh, are you where you cannot hear a radio?
Yeah.
Talk to Rob then. Larry, what's the word?
How you been?
Oh my gosh, is this Larry, the failed presidential candidate?
I have taken up a new occupation.
And that is?
Well, it ended abruptly today, but before today, I was a security clearance personnel for the United States government.
And what did you do for the government? What do you mean you're security clearance personnel?
I was working on the ground floor of the General Electric Aircraft Engine Plant in Evendale, Ohio.
And you would say, halt! Who goes there?
No.
What'd you say?
I was hauling aliens from the ground floor of the General Electric plant to Washington, D.C.
Uh-oh. Ooh. Where would these aliens come from? What do you mean, like Mexicans or Canadians or what?
Oh, no. These were the kind from outer space. And I want to take a moment to say that the sound commander is a fraud. He has been blowing too much grass. And it's good that he does not have sex, because reproduction could be a dangerous thing for that man.
But you're the real authority on these UFOs.
Well, I'm an authority on several confidential matters with the United States government. I would like to share that on one occasion, I transported several aliens from the General Electric plant, and upon my arrival in Washington, D.C., I found it to be a load of Cubans, aliens of a different sort, and Dan Quayle was among them, and yes, they were blowing grass. And they were all singing Kumbaya. I was very distressed.
Did you? And you chose the Chris and Rob show to be the forum to blow the whistle?
Well, you see, due to a dispute over the placement of a coffee machine in the employee lounge, And the fact that they would not let me have my AC Delco calendar in my office, I decided to leave. So I'm going to blow the lid off this whole thing. I also found out what happened to all the Marathon bars.
What happened?
They were all being smuggled out of the country, and the ringleader was, brace yourself, Danny Bonaducci.
Danny Partridge?
The
Philadelphia's
same.
Number one DJ?
Well... number one Miami DJ maybe, but he was behind the whole thing. It was a big government scandal. I was, however, unable to uncover any information about Elvis Presley.
Larry, how have you recovered from your failed presidential bid? I know that had to be a really tough blow to take.
I've got to tell you, it was a tough blow, but I'm young, and I'm going to be back next time around. It was a hard blow, but I suppose I was, if anybody had to beat me, I guess I was happy to see Bill get it.
Your old drinking buddy from way back when.
Well, me and Bill have had a few snoots every now and then, but you know how it goes.
I hear that Hillary makes the meanest fried catfish in all of Arkansas.
Well, Hillary's all right, but you know, Hillary's a bitch, though. She carries an attitude with her everywhere she goes, that's for sure. But She's not bad. She runs the show. Bill's whipped. He's whipped. Hillary cracks that whip and Billy comes running. That's how it is.
Well, that's the way it is in a lot of marriages.
But, I have a question. What's this gentleman's name that's going to be coming on next week?
Earth Angel. Jeff Thomerson. Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson.
Keith
Jeff Thompson.
Keith Thompson.
Keith Thompson, it is all good. You had Thomas Paine mixed up. Now, we got that straight now that Thomas Paine was a liberal.
Was he?
Oh, yes. The author of, Common Sense? Was that the name of the...
Yes.
That's the one. Never let it be said that Larry's not cultured.
Larry is educated.
Larry is cultured.
Larry will be the next president of the United States. I have some special Larry campaign apparel that I want to bring up to y'all at some point. I'm going to start campaigning a little early.
Bring it on. You might as well. Phil Graham's already running for president. Bob Dole's already running for president.
Perot's going to be back in it again.
Perot's running for president. Just bring your T-shirts, your straw hats, your big giant buttons that say vote for Larry to WAIFFM, P.O. Box 6126, Cincinnati 45206.
Now I'm hoping that when I run next term that I will receive good endorsements from the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
I tell you what, by that time we should be back to being the number one station in Denver, and we'll deliver Colorado and its 4 electoral votes to the Larry campaign.
That will be key. Well, I just wanted to call and share. Oh,
what?
Another interesting development from the labs of General Electric.
The alarm clock that actually works.
Better.
A toaster that the settings actually mean something.
A newspaper print that does not come off on your hands when you're reading it.
Get out of town.
Being developed right now. Would I lie? Would Larry lie to you?
No.
Oh, no.
No.
Also, I want to say something. If the lady who had her clitoris pierced is listening, I want her to call up because I want to hear from her.
You know, Larry, I heard a conspiracy theory once that all that ink that goes into all the newspapers all across the country has been sabotaged by the government with a chemical that makes us more submissive to the government. You think that's true?
I don't know. It's a hush-hush thing, and I only know what I can peep in on.
Stuff rubs off on your fingers and into your bloodstream.
And into
know
your
what
bloodstream,
I'm saying?
And you become a zombie of the system.
Now, let me tell you what it is. Turpentine.
Turpentine.
They use turpentine and or, you know, paint thinner type substance to stretch the ink, to make the ink go farther. And that's what makes it come off on your hand. That's why really cheap newspapers like Everybody's News, the BG News is the absolute worst about it. And that's what it is. It's like a paint thinner turpentine type substance, which I guess could brainwash you. Tell you what, it would just take a sample size to brainwash Chris.
Only a small amount. This has been a Chris bashing show thus far.
Yeah.
Bite me.
I'm kind of riled. I got a burr under my saddle.
A little bit of a burr. Hey, a burr is not a good thing to have, especially when it's in your
Larry, tent. How do you think about shooting these morning doves? Everybody's doing it now.
I'm all for it.
Huh? You know, if you get a couple dozen morning doves, they can make a pretty good stew.
You know, it's not too bad. It's kind of one of those in-between things with me. You know, it's no better than it is good. It's kind of like when you go to a burger place and you order a cheeseburger, you get one with no cheese on it. You eat it anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah, what the hell?
It's that kind of thing. Well, listen, I've got to get out of here. I'm getting ready to take off for Tucson, so I just thought I'd call in and chit-chat a little bit and share some little-known facts with my buddies at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Lay the phone number on us, Larry, then get out of here.
What? I'm sorry. Say it again for me.
Lay the phone number on us, then get out of here.
The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, 749-1444. Give them a call.
Dig it.
Feels like rain.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we're a bundle of fun.
749-1444 is the phone number here at 749-1444. And here's Rob with
Update on Danny Bonaducci first.
There's quote of the week. You want to talk about Danny first?
Well, okay, Danny Bonaducci, you understand, is now working in Chicago on the loop. He's no longer in Philadelphia, and he has a pretty good overnight program.
And here's Rob with quote of the week. Who's the quote by?
Actress Sharon Sloan.
Sharon Stone. Now she's got a new movie coming out, right?
Oh, God. Does that look like the stupidest movie?
I haven't seen it yet.
Have you seen the trailer, though?
No, I haven't.
Sliver.
I just heard there's lots of skin in it.
Of course, she's in it. They they can watch you dream, and they can control your dreams or something.
Now,
asinine.
Put them on the list. Now, here's the quote of the week.
One thing I find since becoming famous is that I get to torture a higher class of men than I used to.
Ew, she's so liberated.
Hello, John, you're on the air.
Yeah, how you doing?
Oh, this Nina Hartley
speak up,
is liberated.
Oh, yeah. What do you think about Hector Macho Camacho?
Who's Hector Macho Camacho?
What do you mean, who's Hector Camacho? Well,
the Macho Man. He got his... Who whooped his ass the other day?
Your mother?
No, it was that... It was,
Chavez.
Cesar Chavez. Julio Cesar Victor Chavez, whatever.
Sherlock.
What? That worked? What did guys say?
What did he say, Jim?
No.
He said something, then he hung up.
Camacho got his ass kicked. Bad.
It doesn't work good.
It works fine. You don't know how to work shit, man.
Hey, you can't say that on the radio. This one sucks, too, though. 749-1444.
Dude, how about this? How about turning it on?
I did that already.
How about dialing it in?
I did that, too.
So you gotta get the little red light to come on.
I know. This one doesn't... The little red light
on
this one
doesn't work.
Oh, man,
this is perfect. This is so loud. It's blasting my eardrums.
Hey, Jim,
wake up.
749-1444 is the phone number here. And, listen to this.
What?
A survey by the International Social Survey Program of 13 predominantly Judeo-Christian countries shows substantial majorities, most of them, believe in God and in life after death.
Judeo-Christian? What, are these a bunch of kung fu guys or something?
In other words, Western-type countries.
Judeo-Christian?
Yeah. Measured in terms of belief in God, heaven and life after death, and in terms of weekly prayer and regular church attendance, what countries do you think are the most religious?
Heaven would be hanging out with Nina Hartley for a night, I think. I would say most religious country would be Russia.
Nope. In fact,
Bulgaria.
That's just the opposite. The least religious countries measured were the Netherlands and the former socialist nations of Slovenia, Hungary, and East Germany, all communist countries, except for Netherlands. But no, isn't that where Amsterdam is?
Oh, no, it's just hedonistic.
Yeah, but some of the most religious countries are the United States, Ireland, Poland, and Italy. Abdul, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, Abdul.
Yes, I have I meet a date this Saturday. She wants to go to Cooters. Have you guys ever been there?
I've never been to Cooters, but I've had friends that go.
Would you recommend it?
Would you recommend it, Rob?
Hey, go for it, man. If she wants to go, you got a style and profile with her.
Hey, you're right. Thanks.
Glad I could help, Abdul.
749-1444. We'll answer all your questions.
Heck yeah.
This one blows. This just blows.
This I can hear so good.
Well,
I can
that's
hear
fine.
This
as long
here,
as
I hear
happy,
so well.
That's one of us.
Man, I can hear everything. I can hear the birds chirping outside.
Really?
Everything just sounds.
Let's see what I can do about getting some birds chirping in here. Because that would be a nice thing to have, don't you think?
Went to the Indianapolis time trials the other weekend.
Oh, how was that?
Oh, man, those cars go fast.
See the guys from the big one there?
Mm. No.
They were there.
220-some miles an hour. These cars, you know, I don't pay to get. I get in free, and I get fed for free, and I get all the beer and pop I can drink for free. And I get to go in the museum for free. So it's a good time. But let me tell you this thing about Indianapolis. Those cars haul ass.
Oh, I bet. They go really fast.
They fly. 220 miles an hour. And, this is what was kind of sad, pathetic, and funny at the same time. 11, you know, you got to get up real early to get over there and stuff. Because it's only an hour and a half to Indianapolis, right?
Right.
Or so. But it takes 3 hours on race day to get actually into the place and park. Because it's on the west side of Indianapolis, you got to go all the way around Indianapolis. Then the traffic is just hell once you get near the park. So it takes about 3 hours to actually get there and park. So we're all starving. We're starving like Marvin, big time. And as soon as it becomes 11 o'clock and the food set out to eat, listen to this. Hold on, dude.
Do you mind, Jim?
Oh, yeah, I've seen this.
Rob's
before.
On the air. Do you mind?
He was pointing out an ad about inflatable sheep, but I've seen
that. That's Jim's problem. This dude's on the air, man. All right, will you leave him be? Or give Jim the mic for a minute.
They've got inflatable sheep.
I'm sorry, Chris.
Ladies and gentlemen. Dial up 749-1444. The first person you're going to talk to is Jim. The lovely Jim is answering phones, and he'd love to take your call.
Okay? Yeah, and I've seen those inflatable sheep. They have them in Oxford. But these are life-size, though, wow. So that's something a little bit better.
Isn't it?
But here's the deal, right? Listen to this spread, Chris. Listen to this spread.
I'm listening.
These, like, fritter kind of cornbread kind of things. Ribs, chicken, coleslaw, apple butter. All you could eat. All you could eat. Absolutely all you could eat. So we're starving big time. As soon as it becomes 11 o'clock, we grub. We're there. Corn on the cob.
Oh, yeah?
We're all over it, right? We're chowing big time. And, We're just happily munching our ribs, chicken, corn on the cob, coleslaw, etc., apple butter and fritters. Then I get home and I read in the paper the next day that about that time that we were eating, A.J. Foyt gave a tearful farewell over the public address system. We missed the whole damn thing. We didn't hear it. We didn't know about it. We didn't know. All we knew was, man, this corn's good.
He would have been like the only dude I'd have been interested in seeing if I went over there. He's famous.
Yeah, he is famous, but we saw some of the other famous guys. We saw Bobby Rahal run. He won.
Really?
Yeah, he's
Pick
famous.
Pick one of them out.
Yep, the ones I've seen. What's it? You want to go going back to Indiana?
Yeah.
Since we just did.
Going back to Indiana. We've been talking about Dan Quayle tonight and the Indianapolis 500.
Is that the topic for tonight? In praise of Indiana?
The Hoosiers. The Hoosier edition.
What do you love about Indiana? What do you loathe about Indiana? Let's talk about Indiana.
It's so flat.
You know, you think Ohio is kind of boring to drive through. Drive through Indiana.
Okay.
Drive through Indiana and you see absolutely nothing.
Well, they got a big barn on the way to Chicago that says Oakland A's on it, don't they?
I didn't see it.
Hello, Tim. You're on the air.
Yeah, I talk about Indiana.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
David Letterman came from Indiana.
Oh, that's right, he did.
Got to mention that.
Isn't that the place where Elvis was born?
Elvis was born in Memphis, wasn't he?
No, I heard that was just a lie.
Tupelo, yeah, Tupelo, Mississippi.
No, I heard that was a lie.
He was really born in Indiana?
Hey, my sources told me.
Wow. Jim Nabors is from Indiana. He sings "Back Home in Indiana" every year.
You do that good, Rob.
Mm-hmm. Dan Quayle's from Indiana. I'm going to go out for Sebastian in that Tokyo Disneyland. I think I can make it.
Didn't David Letterman go to school with Dan Quayle's wife?
High school, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You know what she said about him?
I wonder if David
A very nice fellow.
Do you think David Letterman also bought weed from that guy that's in jail? You think? What's his name?
I don't know. Letterman said on his TV show, Letterman once said that he worked at a grocery store and he stole a lot of beer from him. So maybe he just stayed drunk on stolen beer and didn't smoke much pot. But
I'm sure he did. I bet David Letterman bought weed from Brett Kimberlin, didn't he? I bet he did.
Or one of Kimberlin's friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was the 60s, man. Everybody was blowing grass.
Where are you calling from tonight, Tim?
Price Hill.
How are things up in Price Hill?
Pretty dead on a weeknight.
Yeah?
I'm about to go walk up White Castle.
Do it, man, and give us a call from White Castle. And let's talk to the grease jockeys down there.
Okay.
749-1444 is the phone number here.
We'll take your call, so call us up.